How can you tell when you finally become a real adult? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Is it when you start drinking wine out of bottles instead of boxes and bags? Is it when your entire body starts to ache from doing absolutely nothing? Or is it when you get excited about things like cushions, garage doors, and candles? The answer is yes to all of those things.
So
but another major step in becoming a grown-up is when you finally move out of mom and dad's place and get your own spot.
Oh, man. It's so exciting when it finally happens.
Unfortunately, there's one big problem that young adults are facing these days. Housing costs are at an all-time high, and they're continuing to go up. That's why, according to the latest census, one-third of people under age of 30 are still living with their parents.
Oof.
And while millennials get a lot of criticism for living at home, most of them don't exactly have $500,000 to drop on a 700-square-foot condo.
Right? Yeah, I love the articles that are like, just stop buying avocado toast. That will solve your problem.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I've spent $500,000 on avocados in the last year. You're right. That's it.
Well, in fact, millennials are so desperate to get out of the house that they've resorted to some pretty drastic measures, and it's making national headlines. What are they doing? They're now living in something called escape pods.
Escape pods?
Yep.
It sounds like an emergency situation.
Yeah.
Escape pods. Basically, they're tiny little living spaces that are set up in the middle of their parents' backyards that allows them to actually get out from underneath their parents' roof. Kind of like a grown-up treehouse.
Yeah. Oh. All I could think of is the playhouse that I had when I was little.
It's kind of what it is.
Really?
The escape pods come in all different shapes and sizes, but probably the most popular design has been built by a former Rolls-Royce engineer.
Oh,
it's
all right.
A big wooden sphere. It kind of looks like a big wooden soccer ball almost.
Cool.
It can be set up in less than a day, and it comes completely ready for you to live in. The entire inside is about the size of a small SUV, but it comes furnished with a small built-in desk for a work area, some bench seating along the wall, which also doubles as your bed.
Yeah. What?
And the pod has three small circular windows to give you a great panoramic view of your parents' backyard, I guess.
Yeah, and do you put a sign on it that says, clubhouse rules, yeah. All boys stay out.
Yeah, probably. That's pretty much all it is. The pods have no kitchen, no bathroom, no running water. That's what mom and dad's place is for. So if you want water or to go to the bathroom, you got to go inside to your parents' house.
So you're still living at home. It's just kind of a somewhat better situation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of like a timeout thing. Like, oh, you're in trouble, then go to your pod, you know?
The pod does have one power outlet so you can charge your phone or plug in your Amazon Echo.
Cool.
But it requires you to have a generator.
Oh.
So that you can actually run power to it.
Or a really long extension cord, depending on how big your parents' backyard is.
The units have been specially designed to look sleek, modern, and trendy, and they're also very Instagram-worthy. That's
okay,
the most important thing, is they'll look cool on Instagram.
And you won't put glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling, or you will?
I don't know. Maybe you will. The adult clubhouses aren't cheap. Cost of an average one is $30,000. But it's less than a house, at least.
Wow.
But it's not even close to a house. It's barely even a bedroom. $30,000? How is this the solution?
Dang.
It can be paid off in just 3 to 5 years compared to 30-plus years for an actual house.
But it's on your parents' property. Yeah.
So you're still getting a mortgage, essentially, but just on a treehouse.
Yeah, pretty much. You also don't have to pay any property tax because your parents will pay that for you because they actually have a house.
Okay, there's a perk.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, who in their right mind would pay $30,000 to live in a tiny pod in their parents' backyard?
Yeah.
A lot of people. It's extremely popular. Thousands of them are being sold all over the country. In fact, there's currently a 6-month waiting list to purchase one of those.
Whoa.
The list is growing. The company that makes the escape pod says that they're so trendy and cool looking that no 20-something would ever be embarrassed to show it off to their friends and potential dates.
Yay.
One millennial says, I was looking for a decent place to live for 3 years until I convinced my parents to get me an escape pod. You didn't even buy it yourself. You had your parents buy it for you.
Oh my God.
Says, best decision I ever made. I don't know if I'll ever leave. Your parents are probably hoping that you would leave.
Yeah.
It's a sphere. Can we just like roll it to another location?
I think the parents want it as badly as the kids do. Like everybody's on the same page of trying to get everybody out of mom and dad's
house. Transition you out of the house.
Okay. We're going to start with this in the backyard.
Yeah.
But moving into their parents' backyards isn't the only unusual thing that millennials are doing to save money. In fact, a recent survey asked people ages 20 to 35 for tips and tricks that they use to spend less cash. And these are some of the strangest responses. Unplug all electronics in your home when you're not using them, even the clocks. Just
really?
Unplug everything. Instead of throwing out your old wine, turn it into vinegar.
What?
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know that either.
Top off your condiments using packets from fast food restaurants. Our people have been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's I was going to say, I got a whole drawer of packets. Yeah.
Double your toilet paper by separating 2-ply sheets into 1-ply.
No
lasts
way.
Twice as long.
Are you kidding me?
Cover your floors with carpet samples. You can pick them up really cheap and usually free from most hardware stores.
Dude, how weird would that look? You walk in, you have like 10 different tiles of carpet.
Yeah, just play it off like it's a Trinity new design phase or something. Shop for the holiday after the holidays when all the stores slash their prices and you'll already have your shopping done for the next year. That's actually a great idea.
It's so cheap, though.
Text in 78592. What's the most creative or unusual way that you save money? All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.